AI News by Conjero.
San Francisco's AI scene seems to be changing tone. It's sounding less like a demo circuit and more like a production review.
That shift is coming into focus around the upcoming April 30 Strictly VC event, with leaders from TDK Ventures, Replit, and others in the mix. The message feels pretty clear. The big question now is how to ship AI reliably at scale.
Right, because the old conversation was all about model launches and benchmark wins. Now teams are asking a tougher question. Can this actually work in production?
And that means the surrounding stack matters a lot more. Low latency serving, predictable inference costs, version control for prompts and models, auditability, fallback behavior, and governance are all part of the job now.
So AI tooling isn't just support infrastructure anymore. It's becoming the product layer.
Exactly. Buyers want tooling that can standardize workflows across model providers, enforce controls, and reduce custom integrations. Interoperability is becoming more important than lock-in, and observability and governance are moving front and center.
That puts a lot of pressure on MLOps teams. It's not glamorous, but the list is long. Versioning, lineage, evaluations, policy controls, latency tracking, cost monitoring, drift detection, and rollback paths.
And those are the things that separate a nice demo from something a company can actually roll out to customers without creating support, compliance, or reliability headaches.
The rollout strategy is changing too. Fast isn't always safest, especially when user trust is on the line.
That's why the playbook is looking more like constrained launch, measured evaluation, and gradual expansion. Teams need to prove they can handle edge cases, bad inputs, and changing model behavior before they scale up.
If a product can't explain how it validates outputs or handles failures, enterprise buyers are going to hesitate.
And that's where the market starts to sort itself out. Vendors with strong deployment mechanics have a clearer story than those selling raw model access alone. The boring parts, guardrails, dashboards, policy enforcement, governance, are now part of the value proposition.
So the real signal to watch from this event isn't who calls themselves AI first.
It's which problems people treat as still unsolved. If the conversation keeps circling back to production readiness, that suggests the market is rewarding companies that can operationalize AI, not just impress with it.
AI News by Conjero.